Hey, what are you doing? I need to talk to you. I know it's late. I don't know. I wanted somebody to talk to. You won't believe what happened today. I was at the store and I was shopping and I saw Chrissy's ex-husband, James. Do you remember him? From high school? Yeah, you didn't know she married him and then divorced him. Yeah, that happened a couple of years ago. I said hi, but it was still kind of awkward. I'd always treated him really mean. That's actually why I wanted to talk to you. I have an unforgivable confession that I'm only going to tell to you so we can pretend that this is the no judgment zone. Anyway, we were back in high school and I didn't know him at first. Like, Chrissy met him. I don't know where she met him at. I don't know. But then when she introduced me, it was like he was exactly my type. He was just. And I didn't get it because that wasn't her type, so. And I don't know, it felt really like I had an attraction I didn't want to have. Like, it was unforgivable breakage of the girl code. So I used to treat him really mean, to kind of prevent him from being too close or talking to me. I know Chrissy laughed at it because she thought I was jealous he took up her time, which in turn made me feel more guilty. It was very weird. When they got together, when I knew it was gonna be something more than just a boyfriend relationship, when they got engaged, I know I kind of backed off like a lot. 'Cause I don't know, I couldn't control the reaction. It sounds really, really bad, but I couldn't. Yeah. And so I saw him at the store, and he asked if I wanted to hang out. Yeah, right, no. It's like now he's in the forever must not be crossed no-go zone. Like, but I don't know, it was just weird. It was a weird memory of, how that felt. Not that it affects me and you, though. Thank God. Oh my God, don't judge me. I'm just imperfect in some ways. Not always, because of course I have some perfections nailed, just not all perfections. I'm kind of working towards it. It's a work in progress. Maybe when I'm very old and I've collected a lot of cats and have a lot of fluffy sweaters, then I'll have perfection. But until then, I will have very, very many moral failings, which I do enjoy, and which you must admit make life interesting, especially when you run into exes of best friends that you secretly crush on and could never take action on. I don't know. I don't think of him as like a person who got away, because it's not like I pined for him or anything, but it was just a weird interaction and vibe. Or maybe I'm overthinking it. I'm probably overthinking it. I do tend to do that. But it's okay. You forgive me, right? That's why you're my bestie. And you let me tell you anything? Yeah, okay. I don't know. I really, really should go to sleep. But at least tomorrow's Friday, right? God. And I don't know. I think I pissed off some people at work too. I yelled at them. I told them to shut up. I think they were surprised because usually I'm so quiet. But they were so loud. There's these two of them that are having an affair with each other. So it's like openly known, like on the whole, like everybody around them knows, because they're not exactly secret with the fact that he has a wife, she has a husband, and yet they're still dating. And they get, like, compliments on being a cute couple. It's very weird. So anyway, he apparently was dating another woman. And everybody was talking about it, like, really, really loudly. And, like, my manager was like, oh my god, how can you, what do you tell her? Do you tell her you're single? Because you're not single. And, like, all of this bullshit. And, of course, I'm over there trying to work. And my phone rings, and it's this lady, and she's so pissed off. Because, of course, the company I work for sucks, don't they all? They're all evil empires. But anyway, so I'm trying to talk to this woman, and, like, right behind me, they're loudly having this conversation about him cheating and whether or not it's okay for him to say he's single when he's married, and he also has his girl on the side, which she would then, the other one he's dating would be his second girl on the side, which is weird because he's not even that good looking. I mean, he's not ugly, but he's not that good looking. Have you ever noticed that? Like, you see these people that seem to be getting around quite a bit, and it's like they're not particularly good looking. And they're not particularly charismatic. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, I told them all to shut up right before work was ending. So I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't know. I think today was just a weird day. But we all have days like that, right? Either way, I'm glad you're here listening to me. Maybe we can snuggle up. And we'll just forget about it for a little bit, right? At least until the alarm clock rings. Then it's back to